Hello everyone, this is Ned O'Meara from domainer.com.au. I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast interview. My special guest is a veteran of the Australian domain industry, Don Rankin. Don's from Brisbane. Don would have to be one of the most successful domain investors and developers in Australia. I've known him for many years and he is your quintessential good guy and quiet achiever. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ned.
How are you? Now, you haven't sent me the check for that wonderful introduction I've just given you, so is it in the mail?
No, it's not, mate. I think we both acknowledge that we're great blokes too, so...
Exactly, and I'm a little bit older than you, aren't I? Though you're catching up fast.
I try to. I've got a little bit more hair than you, though, now, Ned.
That's true. No, okay, all right. That's enough. Thanks, Don. So, Don, before we get into the domain stuff, tell us a little bit of your background prior to domains and developing, et cetera.
Yeah, well, Ned, I was a builder prior to getting into domains, which probably a lot of people wouldn't realise, but I specialised in bathroom renovations, and which was a great lifestyle. I didn't work far from home. But in the year 2000, I had a bad work-related accident, and by 2003, I was not working as a builder anymore. So I went back to college and got my Certificate 4 in Building and Construction, and after 2 years passed out of a class of 50, I think only four of us passed, so it wasn't very wasn't an easy course, but had visions of becoming a supervisor and running around doing building projects, but it never happened, actually. So while I was going to college, I taught myself how to use a computer, and I actually was selling, I was a power seller on eBay full-time as well. And anyway, I never ended up getting back into building, and I could see the internet was going to be huge.
Fantastic, great. So how did you first get involved in domains? Do you remember what year it was and what were your first purchases, et cetera?
Yeah, I've still got my first domain and it's still going. It was we had a holiday house at Moreton Island, which is off Brisbane. If people don't know where it is, it's a beautiful island, sand island, about 20 k's off Brisbane. And the local bait and tackle shop there was closing down, and I knew the owner had MortonIsland.com.au, and I thought, oh, I might see if he wants to part with it. Anyway, he did. He gave it to me, and that was in 2007.
He actually gave it to you?
Yeah. Well, in those days, it was you couldn't sell, remember? It was prior to 2008.
Yep.
And he didn't really want it, and he just said, yeah, you can have it. I'm leaving the island. I'm not going to have it anymore. So anyway, I ended up with it. I had to pay the transfer costs and everything. And we had a holiday house that we rented out over there, and I could see a need for a website for holiday houses on the island. And we had 50 listings on the website.
Unbelievable. What year was that, Don?
That was 2007. And
right.
So the website's still going, but we haven't got anywhere near as many listings now because a lot of people, in those days, a lot of people didn't even have websites.
Yeah, no, I understand. And were you making money on it? Like you got a regular monthly feed out of that?
Well, the way I worked it was I said to people they could have a free listing for a year, and if they wanted to stay on after a year, it was going to be a charge, and most of them did stay on because we were number one for Moreton Island and Moreton Island accommodation. In those days we were anyway, and there was no reason for them to leave. And I was making money out of it.
Excellent. And then did that sort of give you the bug to perhaps buy a few more domains?
Yes, that's where it all started. One, I thought I was going to be the next Stays of Australia. That was why I ended up purchasing lots of geo domains, and I did very well in real estate in those years as well. So I had a lot of cash spare to buy domains. And of course, 2008 they made AUDA changed. I think it was 2008. If you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the AUDA changed the rules so that you could actually sell a domain after 6 months. I think you'll remember that, Ned, wouldn't you?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Somewhere around there. I don't remember the exact dates, but they did certainly loosen things up a little bit. Yep, I do remember.
Because I was now not building, I was actually behind the computer. I was teaching myself how to build websites and do SEO. Within not long, I had hundreds of websites. And in those days, exact match domains ranked a lot easier than today. Three-page websites could rank with ease. I had a network all interlinking and starting to notice I could get websites to rank well by just adding a link here and there. And that's when I got involved with Domain Watch, which was the first dropping domain.
First drop catcher in Australia. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was an invitation only in those days. And because I was with Domain Central, I noticed domains that were dropping kept. I'd think, I'll probably try and get that one. And of course, I couldn't get them. They're always taken by other people. So how are they doing it? Anyway, I put two and two together, and eventually I got offered a position to bid on Domain Watch, which was invitation only, as I said. And I think in the first year I spent $20,000, which was a lot of money in those days, because on the drop services, on that drop service, $50 to $600 was the norm for most domains that were dropping, but every now and then, I think I saw the most paid was about $2,000, which, if you look at, the auctions today, they're way, way, way higher than that now, and because there wasn't that many people on the Domain Watch platform.
No, it's fair to say you were the silver fox as usual. You got in there before everyone else, and you made hay while the sun shines. And good on you. I remember, getting onto that myself, guy who shall remain nameless tried to flog me a membership to it for $500, that's for a friend and I, and then. We managed to get an invite, so we didn't have to pay the $500, but we started buying domains. So I did notice that you bought some beautiful ones at fantastic prices.
It was like a kid in a lolly shop in those days, and Domain 8, of course, came on the scene and everything changed. So that was when Domain Watch virtually became history.
Yes, well, I think they had their own problems with the outer for other matters, so associated people. So that's another story. So, look, you've always been a developer, Don, and I guess a holder of domains rather than a big seller. Tell us about how you used to develop domains, and I know you've mentioned that you're in sort of geos, but what other niches did you like to work in?
Well, GAs I found were a lot more work than I expected, and like all these good old days, when I had all these great domains, I was selling finance leads and stuff, and I did get my credit license because they changed the rules in the last, I've had it now for about 4 years, but in the early days, anyone could sell leads for finance, and because I had such great finance names that I picked up, I thought I'll start developing them. I was developing these domains, and because I had a network of other geo sites and other places, I had backlinks going everywhere. And of course, in those days, everyone knew backlinks were the secret of getting your website ranking. And one of the main secrets anyway, and it still is in some respects, but people were buying or selling backlinks, which I know is not you're not supposed to do now.
Yep, it happens.
But in those days it was everywhere, like selling backlinks and swapping them, and I had built up a heap of other domain developers. We were all swapping backlinks and I had a guy in the Philippines doing link wheels, and I had 30 websites that were number one on Google, and I was making more money in a month than most people make in a year. So,
wow.
It was pretty exciting times. I had to pinch myself. I couldn't believe it. And of course, it all came crashing down with a little birdie called Penguin.
Yes.
Google.
Yes.
I hate that word, Penguin. And yes. Anyway, and I know people who were so badly affected, they had to sell houses and they nearly went bankrupt because of it. So some left the industries, others like me are rebuilding and learning to practice more, you know, white hat SEO techniques, as they call it. So
yes.
That was a bit of a history of what I've I did have, I had Australia Post leasing one domain off me. I had Suncorp leasing another domain off me because they were number one. They wanted the position. Selling these were in one was currency converter for Australia Post. They were leasing that off me for a year, or a couple of years actually, and then
I remember you telling me about that, and you got a fantastic return on that. It made my eyes. You don't need to mention any numbers, of course, but it made my eyes boggle. You know, when I heard what you were getting out of that, and I thought, wow, that's the way to go, because you've always been really, really, really good at finding people to sort of, if you like, maximise the potential of domains. And I know also that that probably, you know, some of your current strategy is that you've tended to perhaps syndicate or joint venture with other people that sort of in other industries that know what they're doing. You've got the domain and you sort of give that to them. I think that's been probably a great secret to your success as well, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm currently tied up with another veteran in the domain industry, which I'm sure a lot of people would know, is Jeff Ma, who you used to own Boomerang, which was the original early buyers of, or not buyers, but acquirers of 20 or 30,000 domains.
Exactly. What is Fairfax Media today?
Yeah, they
Boomerang
Fairfax bought the whole lock, stock and barrel of Boomerang. And, I'm now a silent partner with Jeff in Lotto Sites, which do very well.
Absolutely. You've mentioned those to me, and once again, without sort of giving numbers, et cetera, I know that that Jeff, being the smart guy that he is, has developed those out, and they are absolutely coining it for you guys at the moment.
Yeah. So, Jeff, I'm just a silent partner. Jeff does all the work. He's the go-to man. He, if anyone that knows Jeff, he's very successful at it. Just about anything he touches, and
he's a nice guy too.
Oh yeah, he's a lovely bloke, and that leaves me more time to concentrate on other ventures and my business, of course. I don't mind doing joint ventures with people if I know they can make
deliver
that happen. Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Exactly. I'll sort of get on to your current business that you're doing now, your sort of day job as well, but let's just finish on the domains. Whilst you're primarily a developer of domains, I know you've also sold some beauties over the year. I think I remember one that you told me, and once again, you don't have to give the exact figures, but I know it was a six-figure sale, I think. It was a Geo that you sold. Perhaps you can give us some other examples as well.
Yeah, that was my first ever huge sale. It was six figures. And it was a Geo. It was a very good Geo. I only had it 6 months, and the offer was too good to refuse. So I thought, yes, I'll sell it. And not long after that, I sold another Geo for not nowhere near as much, but it was still a good price. That one was 15,000. No, that one was recorded. That was Marimbula.
Oh, yes, I remember you selling Marimbula. I thought you got a little bit more than 15 for it, actually. I thought you got in low 20s.
15, but I think. Yeah, 15, yeah. I remember. And that guy went on and developed it. But then I've had numerous other sales up to 50,000, over the years for other domains.
Yeah, no, look, I know. I take my hat off to you, Don. You've done some beauties. And just to give people an idea on that geo that you sold, without giving the name away on it, I can just say to people, I know which one it is, and it's not a capital city. So it's a tourist town, and that's all I'll say, but it's a lovely tourist town. And so it was a great sale for that. I just take my hat off to you for that one, Don. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Ned. I have had lots of little sales, but nothing to write home about. I know you are always doing very well.
So look, what's your emphasis on these days? I know also, just having asked that question, I know that in terms of holding your domains, and I just wanted to briefly touch on this. I know you're very good in terms of making sure that everything is you've got your I's dotted and T's crossed. But I know you hold a lot of domains in your super fund. Is that a strategy that you were advised to do?
Because we did well in real estate. We had quite a bit of money still tied up in our super fund, which we invested after we sold property and. Because I know domains, I thought, well, why not, put some of that money into domains? And I did concentrate on. I did buy quite a few that were income producing, just parked. The ones that, for some reason or another, they get lots of type in traffic, and they tick along nicely, better than money in the bank type returns. It is a strategy that anyone out there could possibly do if they want to. They just got to be careful to make sure that the domains are going to hold up on long term for their traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just think that's very smart. I don't know too many people that would have their domains in a super fund. It's something I should look at myself, given that I've got so many. So that is something I'm going to pursue, and perhaps I'll do a separate blog article. I actually might get a podcast interview with an accountant or someone just to talk about that, because I think that's probably quite relevant for our industry. Don, what's your emphasis on these days? I know you've got one of the domains you bought, you turned into a business, or you bought it as a business with the domain name, and that's sort of your day job, I believe. Which can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, after Penguin hit, I decided I thought I'd better get something that's a little bit more not relying on the internet as much, because I didn't know what the future held then, so. I ended up, I bought a business, a gutter guard business, which, because of my building background, it's not a hand, it's basically, we're a wholesaler, we wholesale gutter guard. We're actually the number one seller on eBay for gutter guard, and we've also got two websites that are on page one for gutter guard. We do e-commerce through the website for gutter guard, and when I bought the business off the chap that retired, he had built up a clientele of builders and roofers and plumbers, and we sell gutter guard to some of the Mitre 10 stores and also Stratco stores.
Fantastic.
And so it's great.
And how much of your day does that take up time-wise in doing that?
It's pretty good business, actually. Well, it's the first 3 days are usually very busier than the week, because everyone obviously wants gutter guard on Monday for some reason, but they must decide on the weekend we need gutter guard. I probably spend 20 hours a week in total on the business, and then I can do other things like, if I want to develop a domain or try and do partnership deals and that. Yep.
Or go fishing.
Or go fishing, yes. I take every second Friday off, and my wife and I take every second Friday off and go away for the weekend, which is good.
Over to Moreton.
Yeah, over to Moreton, our favourite spot.
Beautiful, and lots of fishing, etc. That's terrific.
Yeah.
And so, given that direct registrations are sort of on the horizon, how do you see the future of the Australian domain name space?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know why they keep bringing this up, but it's something that I can't fathom, because I think someone stated that it was 80% of .net.au's are still available for to register or something. And I mean, like, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like .net.au's, and I mean, it's the last resort, but I mean, why bring in another extension when you've got all these .net.au's, and you can still get premium .net.au's, and some of them you can probably still hand register, or if you want to, you can buy them probably fairly cheap. They do still rank. I mean, you've just got to put the work in. You just can't sit back and hope that they'll rank. I know .com.au's do seem to rank better, and I think it's because Google, they wouldn't say this, but I do think they favour them a little bit better.
Yep.
And I'm sure people out there agree with me on that one. But once you get enough backlinks up and enough traffic, the .net.au will rank. You only got to look at ABC, and you've only got to look at all these other iNet. They're all got .net.au's, and what's the other one I'm trying to think of?
And some geos as well that I've seen often. You know, when I've bought a geo myself, I've actually seen that on Google that the .net.au ranks ahead of me, you know, as a .com.au, even as a park page. So, yeah, no, yeah. Look, I hear what you say. I mean, you're preaching to the converted as far as wondering about bringing AU in. I just don't see the need for it at this point in time. But anyway, greater powers than me will ultimately decide that. So we'll see what happens. The interesting thing is there's 3 million domains in Australia, of which 86% are .com.au and about 300,000 .net.au, and the rest of the
world
is balls and stuff. Yet .com, actually, in the last quarter, grew by over 3 million. In other words, more domains than there are actually in Australia. It grew in the last quarter, so to something like 123 million .com domains. So, and they say that we need to expand our market. I do find that very hard to believe and fathom. So, anyway, that's...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can't believe it either. I mean, there's so many, names you can think of in a .com.au that even though you can't get the one you want, you could just, you know, add something to it to try and get, as long as you get the keyword in that name, and it sounds, you know, like your business. I mean, there's no reason why you can't just go out and register the .com.au.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, one final question. If you had any tips or suggestions to newer people in the industry, what would you sort of emphasise to them that would be a good thing to do, or do you have any suggestions generally to?
Well, I read the other day that 8 out of 10 websites were ranking on page one 10 years ago are no longer there. If you're going to go into a website or buy domains and develop, you've got to think of a long-term strategy. I found that out the hard way. Google does so many updates all the time. It's just, you just got to keep one step ahead all the time and have lots of traffic coming to your website, social media, all other ways of generating, like you do with this BlogNet. You've got plenty of people coming to you because they like reading it and listen to your podcasts. That's a great way to build up a loyal clientele. And it's the same with any other domains and websites. You've just got to make sure you get the people coming to you.
Absolutely. No, that's great. Don, thank you very, very much. I really appreciate you sharing your time with me. I'm going to put this up on the site later this morning, and if anyone's got any questions for Don, please fire them into the comments section, and I'm sure Don will get on and answer them to the best of his ability without giving away his too many trade secrets. Thanks, Don. Yep. I really appreciate
your
time this morning.
Yep.
Okay. All the best.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.